Blog Talk Radio.
I woke up this morning, this is insane. Rich as a motherfucker and ain't much change. Open my eyes, no surprise, I'm with a different bitch. Different day, different ass, different tit. Strap under my pillow, I done was legit. I'm not supposed to do this shit, but I forget. The true principles of life are supply and demand. Cause if you never sold dope, it's hard to understand. My man got knowledge of self and my back guard. Find out today's mathematics from that Mac guard. My temper volatile, grew up a violent child. Fuck a boy scout, I ate your ass out. Nigga, nice chain, dice game, try your luck. Shoot a couple head cracks, leave while you up. I'm a fly nigga, my denim vintage. Gold medal round my neck like I won the Olympics.
We came from nothing, now they saying we straight.
You got that?
Nigga, hold up, hold on.
Let you hold the strap, son, it's cool.
Hold on.
We got bail money, whatever.
These niggas be watching every dime we make.
Y'all niggas gotta chill.
Hold up, hold on.
Just be cool about this shit, relax.
Hold on.
We want that deluxe apartment in the sky with a clear view. Instead we get the D's in the rear view. We learn to play the game how it's supposed to be played. And so you know you violate, you're supposed to be sprayed. It's not a big deal to me. Stay calm. I shoot the shit out of a nigga, then call a barrel bond. I don't do this shit myself, bet I get it done. Shit on my nigga, you shit on me. We a one, used to do graffiti. Now look, we major, don't make me write my name. Cross your face with the razor. Re-up, new dope, they said it sampled the bomb. This shit could take a two, then we cut the bitch with a one, Watch the face stand in line for the potency. No lactose involved, pure cocoa leaf. You can sniff that or cook that to my belief. That money coming in like we run the street.
Came from nothing, now they saying we straight.
That's a bet.
Nigga, hold up.
Buy my phone better.
Hold on.
Nigga, you gotta gamble, bro.
On.
I'm winning. You lose.
These niggas be watching every dime we make.
You got the gamble, bro.
Hold up. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah. What's up? What we doing? Shit go how I say it go when it's time to expand. So say it's over your dead body and that's the plan. You a gangster for real, you ready to ride. Nigga, you gon' die bad case of too much pride. Check my DNA, homie, I'm a different kind. Hit the speed dial that quick, I get your line. We don't want your block, just cop the work from us. The niggas you call allies can't be trusted. That rollie all go, I got the Midas touch. Sometimes it's hard as hell not to touch stuff. On the phone, I heard Ye smack the shit out of kid. Now Jimmy got life, go smack him again. When it's war, it will be water to be the end. If they ever say we lose, I start it again. That sneaky nigga spray that semi at your mama crib. With a silencer, we couldn't even hear the shit.
Came from nothing, now they saying we straight.
I don't fuck with them.
Nigga, hold up, man. Hold on.
These niggas is roaches, man.
Hold on.
Dirty ass niggas.
These niggas be watching every dime we make.
Boy, you better be easy.
Hold up.
I ain't playing
hold
with you, boy. Boy, you must have bumped your motherfucking head or something, boy. I don't give a fuck about that old school shit. Talking about you got me fucked up, nigga. Yeah.
Up and Smoke Radio, bitches. Yeah, we about to get into it, people. It's a blackout Wednesday. I'm up here in Kimmy T Studios. Getting busy. Way to bring the heat. Way to black out today. It's your boy Up and Smoke. You know what I'm saying? I would like to call you. I would like to call myself your Lord. but anyway, we're going to get into this. I'm up here feeling twinkly right now. I'm over here at Kimmy T's crib. I got that
twinkly. Yeah, baby.
We're going to get into this motherfucking issues today. I mean, you know, we're gonna talk about the new vision for Up and Smoke Radio. What's going down? You know what I'm saying? What's going down in the future of this? I might have some type of female host coming in today. I might have some type of female host accompanying me in this journey I'm about to take. But we'll see. Because she might not fuck with me because she already said I got a dirty mouth and I talk that shit, my niggas. You know what I mean? But this is Up and Smoke Radio. We're going to get into it. We're going to have the fun. We're going to do the damn thing today, people. I'm going to tell you right now, you know what I do? I got that motherfucking...
Yeah, baby!
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the people that did this before me. Go Hard Radio. Hey, that might be a hint of what I may have going down in the future. But we'll see what's going on, people. But let's get right into it. Let's get right into the talk. Let's get right into the talk, people. Like I said, what we're going to talk about is I had an outline, and I still do got an outline. Excuse me, I got that drink in my cup. I want to fuck around and maybe address some little shit that's on my mind right now as far as this goddamn Facebook shit. This shit is going goddamn crazy. People are extra sensitive about it. And me, I'll tell you the truth, my people. Facebook is for spying. That's what it is. I don't give a fuck what nobody says or what nobody tries to say. Facebook is for spying. People are all up in each other's business. But the funny thing about Facebook is, fuck around and tell you, yo, stay out my business. Get out of here. Why is people all up in my business? But you know what? When it comes around to their birthdays and their baby pictures, they want you all up in their business.
Yeah, baby.
You know what I mean? I got the sound effects banging. The what's your condom is banging right now. You know what I'm saying? And the board is lit up, and the hater that I want to address, I see your ass out there. You know what I'm saying? 347, all the way from the fucking West Coast, hating about some shit that I put out there about why Tupac is not one of my favorite rappers. And this guy, you know what I'm saying, and I thank you, my homie, for even tuning in, even listening to what the fuck I got to say all the way from the West Coast. You my boxing cat. I fuck with you. I'm not going to say your name just yet. All I can say is I see you out there, 347, from the West Coast, you with your hating ass. I see you. And hopefully you hit that fucking one button and you don't. Actually, let me stop cursing, because this is a future co-host that I want to bring in, and it's going to be huge, people. She said I got a dirty mouth. She says I need to go ahead and drink some type of holy water. But I see the hater out there right now, area code 347, hit the one button. I killed you with facts about the Tupac situation. I killed you with facts. So we'll just continue to push power through this right now. But let me go back to this Facebook shit real quick. People be extra sensitive. You know what I mean? Extra, niggas, actually, the niggas are more worse than the women. You know what I mean? They're not worse than the women. They act extra moist. They need hugs. You know what I mean? Actually, I mean, you know what? Motherfucker Facebook. Because it ruins everything. Because I'm going to tell you what, people. There was some little chick I met the other night. And she told me, hot little chick. Hot chick. Fine. Coke bottle shape. Looking the part. She said, you know, I won't say her name because I'll tell you what, people. I'm willing to put people out there. I say names because I give a motherfuck less. I say names. You know? The switchboard is lit up. Hey. I'm not talking about nobody else is in there right now. 347, hit the one button with your hating ass, and we can have a debate online. But until you hit that one button, I'm going to power through the show. You just continue to listen with your hating ass. But the Facebook shit really, really, this is when people, they take themselves too serious on that shit. There's a lot of good people on the Facebooky. And you know, they talk the talk and they try, but they don't walk the walk. Yeah, I can go face to face with these alleged intelligent people and say, hey, talk to me about what you feel, my brother. I bet you they won't have nothing to say. Because you know what they do? They hide behind that computer.
Yeah, baby.
They hide behind that computer. But Facebook is really, really, let's be clear. It's for spying. Everybody's up in each other's business. And like I said before, you got them people to go out there and post, be out my business. But you get mad. We don't tell you happy birthday or like your baby pictures. Bitch, you told us to say it's your birthday.
Yeah, baby.
So that's what we're doing. We're staying out your business. Like I said before, and I think I talked about this the last time. I want to tell you people the new killer. The new killer, which is going to be the new killer of Afro-Americans, white Americans, and anybody else that does this type of fuck shit. Everybody thinks I give black people to work and I'm some type of racist or whatever. Maybe I'll say about the new killer for white people is going to be these youth motherfuckers riding around with a goddamn dog and your fucking front seat of your car. You got a dog in front of your in your seat. And I don't understand why. Actually, I want you people in jail. I want you in jail because you're riding around with a dog on your lap. You're about to kill somebody, but fuck that. Really, the new killer is going to be niggas riding up the street with their phone hooked up to their systems trying to change the goddamn song. Because you ride with these niggas and shit. They ride in the goddamn middle of the goddamn street. And these niggas is going to kill us. I was with my I said this last week, I think. I was with my cousin Josh. Josh Taylor. If you know him, shoot him a shout out and say, nigga, don't
yeah, baby.
But But this nigga's in the car. He's fidgeting with his cell phone. All in the middle of the goddamn street, ready to wreck us, ready to rock, you know, ready, trying to get that goddamn proper song popping and shit, trying to show off and shit. I don't fuck with that shit. That shit and people and older people ride in the front seat of their cars with these little-ass dogs, it's fucking ridiculous. Dog is not a child. Just fucking stop it right now. But let me really get into this shit for real. Because if we got to quench the nigga thirst, you know what I'm saying? I like to call it nigger thirst. But at the end of the day, I want to talk to these people real quick, right? I have a friend of mine, female friend, white girl, you know what I mean? And not to say, you know, whatever, she can be white or whatever, but I don't know what's going on. I don't want to fuck it up. I might fuck it up, but it's called the ALS challenge. And it's some type of thing where people throw buckets of water on them. And, you know, and they're doing it for some type of charity or whatever. White girl, friend of mine, she tells me that, you know what, hey, Smoke, I think that you should take, this is a true story, people, and I can say it like this, this girl is, you know, she's one of those types that would say, I like black people. I date a black guy. You know, so I don't want to put her as a prejudiced person because she's not a racist, because she has not the power to be a racist. You know what I mean?
Yeah, baby.
Racism is a system, and that's, you know what I mean? She does not have the power to be that. Let's be clear about that. But she told me it would be actually funny, Smoke, if you did the ALS challenge by, she said, you should do it eating a piece of watermelon and they throw the water on you. I didn't get it, people. I said, yo, that's some borderline racist shit. First of all, I'm thinking, bitch, I don't even like that.
Yeah, baby.
but at the end of the day, like, I wanted to know what made this chick think that was fucking funny. No disrespect to her, but, you know what I mean? What would make you think that was funny, me eating a fucking piece of watermelon, getting some fucking water poured on me by eating a piece of watermelon? I'm sorry, girl. I gotta give you this. I gotta boo you. Because I'm sorry, baby girl. This is a lot of things. You might be getting black dick, but you don't know about the cost of that fucking
dick. Yeah, baby.
Cutting on that dick. That is kind of disrespectful. Why would I eat a piece of fucking watermelon by taking a motherfucking picture? But let's go into this fucking Floyd Mayweather 50 Cent beef. Oh, this shit is eating up people. And the thing is, man, I'm a fan of both of them brothers. You know, if you know me, I am a boxing head. I don't know any other sport except boxing, nothing. But I would like to put you up on game here, put you up on a little game here, and let y'all hear this whole thing, this whole 50 Cent thing on how it started. At the end of the day, At the end of the day, This shit is comical because the thing is, I would like to think it's like a semi-promotion. I don't think that 50 Cent and Floyd really got beat. I think it's promotion. I think that Floyd, like, he's trying to tap into the demographics. But the thing is, people, this is some funny shit. Because the thing is, Floyd said something basically to the thing of, you know, when he just talked down to about 50 Cent, about Nelly, about anything. He was talking about 50 Cent, Nelly, and T.I. just calling him irrelevant. And then I'm just going to give you the skinny of it. And I would play the audio clips, but I don't think you're interested. Maybe I will, but I'm gonna play this clip for y'all real quick. Okay? And we're gonna see, we're gonna see if Floyd Mayweather, my favorite boxer out there, the best boxer besides, if it's not Muhammad Ali, it's Floyd Mayweather. But let me play this clip that Charlamagne the God, Power 107, put out there on 50 Cent. On Floyd Mayweather. Let me tell you what y'all think. It's Floyd the smart dummy, and then we'll discuss this in a second. Holler at me.
Now, if you haven't heard, 50 Cent and I guess Floyd Mayweather been going back and forth. And Floyd, yesterday, 50 Cent took to Instagram. And
he challenged Floyd to a read-off.
But he was responding to comments that Floyd allegedly said about him saying that him, T.I., and Nelly weren't relevant anymore and don't sell albums anymore.
He didn't say those names, though.
He didn't say their names at
right.
all.
Okay.
So let's play what 50 posted on Instagram yesterday.
This is a special ASLELS challenge for you, Floyd. If you can read one full page of a Harry Potter book, then I'll give $750,000 to whatever charitable organization you want to. The buck dies, man.
Okay.
Play the other one. Play the Cat in the Hat one.
I got a phone call from my man Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy said if Floyd accepts the challenge, then he'll put it on the actual show so you can read it on the show. We don't want to put pressure on you. We know you can't pronounce those words in that Harry Potter book, so we're going to let you read Cat in the Hat.
So listen, when I heard 50 saying this yesterday, right, I thought it was funny, but I didn't really know if Floyd could read or not. But then I thought to myself, when Floyd came up here to the Breakfast Club, I'm sure he had to read drops, right?
Correct.
So I had our producer.
And if you don't know what drops are, that's when they just say, hey, you're listening to...
This is DJ Envy, and I'm listening to The Breakfast Club right now.
So I had our producers pull up the unedited audio of him reading drops. Now, this is the drop.
Oh, my goodness.
He was reading. Envy, I need you to time me on this, okay?
All right.
I'm going to read this drop.
Hold on. Let me get my...
Keep in mind, Charlamagne's not the best reader either, so we don't know how long this is going to take.
I need the exact time, okay?
This is disrespectful.
Listen to people.
Okay. I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined iHeartRadio for the Show Your Scripes movement to support hiring vets. Go to showyourscripes.org, a website that connects veterans with employees and helps business find candidates with the best training. How long was that?
10 seconds.
Okay, 10 seconds. This is Floyd Mayweather.
Wait.
This is not
seconds.
Nice.
10 seconds.
This is disrespectful.
This
you
is,
sure? You?
Hey, shut the hell up. I'm always sure. I don't give a damn. Okay? This is Floyd Mayweather reading the 10-second drops I just did.
I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined Heart Radio for the show. Your Stripes... Okay. I'm Floyd Mayweather. And I've joined Heart Radio for the show, Your Stripes Movement, to support hiring vets. I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined Heart Radio for the show, Your Stripes Movement, to support... I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined Heart Radio for the show, Your Stripes Movement, to support... hiring vets. Go to the show, yourstripes.org. Go to the show, yourstripes.org. Go to showyourstripes.org. A website that connects veterans with employees and helps businesses. Okay. The website that connects veterans with employers and helps businesses find candidates.
Floyd is fucking up right now, people.
I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined Heart Radio for the show, Your Stripes Movement, to support higher investment.
Okay, that's enough, okay, guys. We get the point. That's enough. Please.
Okay, hold on. I'm Floyd Mayweather, and I've joined iHeartRadio for the Show Your Stripes movement to support hiring vets. Go to showyourstripes.org, a website that connects veterans with employees and helps businesses find candidates with the best training. 1-800-585-1051.
Right.
My good people are beautiful listeners. This call.
Yeah, baby!
I mean, people just heard the clip. Is Floyd Mayweather the richest dumb nigger out there? Let's talk about it. Let me play devil's advocate for 1 second. Floyd Mayweather is a gladiator. Pause button. This guy was born in a gym. You know them people? This guy was born with a pair of boxing gloves. But in Floyd's defense, he posted something on Instagram after that. He showed up with two checks worth $17 million.
Yeah, baby.
Now, his regret is like this, nigga. Shit, I got that paper. I don't even need the weed. And if you scroll back in the day, I don't know who's listening, who's older. You got people like, hey, back in the day, if you had a talent, if you had a talent in sport, they pushed you through. They pushed you through. Like, if you were sharp, you could have a seventh grade education, and goddamn, in twelfth grade, my nigga, if you were taking a goddamn
yeah, baby,
they would push your ass through. But Floyd is at least worth $250 million. But, my people, I'm going to put a twist on this. I think this is all fake. I mean, 50 Cent just did a radio show the other day that said, he can really read. Floyd, let's talk about this. Floyd signed a $250 million deal for 6 fights. Nigga gotta know how to read.
Yeah, baby!
So, September 13th, Floyd Mayweather, Marcus Maidana goes down, but nobody really, if you're from this boxing community, and especially if you're from the Afro-American community, somebody hit that one button. Let me bring it in. Hit that one button? Really?
Hello.
You on Up and Smoke Radio. What's up?
What's up, Smoke?
What's up?
What are you up to with your lovely talk show that you have going on here?
I think I know who this is.
Well,
is this Laura Baby?
Oh, yeah, Laura F. and Baby.
Yeah, baby.
Okay.
I love the effect.
Yeah, Laura. You like that? You like the effect? Okay. Okay, this is... Like, you going to ride shotgun with me? Do you hear the topics?
Yes, I've been listening.
I mean, do you have an opinion on what I'm talking about?
About the dumb retard that was reading. I mean, I hope that's fake, honestly, because that's a shame, man. I know people that aren't nothing at all that can read better than that.
did you actually hear the actual audio of Floyd?
Yeah, I heard what you played, and that was a shame.
Okay,
shame.
Now, all right, Now walk with me, okay? This guy's probably worth $250 million now, okay? Now, this guy, let me educate you a little bit. He's born with boxing gloves on, Laura, okay? So, okay, now educate me, okay? Do you have to be smart? And this, I'm just asking your opinion. I'm not trying to be critical. You're 250, he's over worth $250 million. Okay, do you have to be literate, or can you hire people to actually do the job for you?
I feel like, do what you do. If you're good at boxing, go ahead and box. I guess an education really ain't that important, but kind of makes you look a little goofy. It is what it is.
But I didn't actually even play the whole clip. It's actually longer. But let me play devil's advocate here, okay? Are you with me? Okay. All right. You know, sometimes when you do those type of things, they'll prepare. You have to practice. So what if somebody just gave him a piece of paper and said, hey, read this right now? And he didn't get a chance to proofread it or anything. Because, like, maybe he didn't know, Laura. Hold on. Laura said, motherfucker.
Yeah, baby.
Laura said, fucking million. That motherfucker needs to go back and get a motherfucking, G-I-G, dude. Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're saying? Let's be honest. So you know what? Motherfucker, you smoke. That motherfucker needs to go back to school.
He does. Oh, my God. I couldn't help. I was cracking up, man. I had never heard nothing funnier in my life. I swear to God. At least you got one talent. It sure ain't no type of education stuff.
At the end of the day, because let's play devil's advocate here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've seen him do other things, you know, for Showtime, because I'm a boxing guy, Laura. So I've seen him do other things. He nailed it from one take. And then also, let's be clear that 50 Cent also did an interview earlier today and said he's not really illiterate. It's all jokes. But God damn, my name. But I'm with you. God damn, boy.
Yeah, baby.
I'm with you like fuck. But hopefully you stay in and I'm going to move on to the next subject. Hopefully you stay in, and I'm going to bring you in for the next subject. Hey, man, while you're on there, tell the people how they can get on in contact with you, Laura. Tell them about your movements.
Okay, well, I do videos, and I do any random topic, and it's just basically my opinion on it. It's like an example, if someone gave me a topic like about all that purge stuff that's going on. Well, my opinion was given to that person, and people just like to hear what I have to say sometimes. Some people think it's stupid. Some people think, she don't know what she's talking about. And some people really like to listen to it. So you can check me out on YouTube, / or whatever it is, Laura Nicole XX, and give me a topic, and I will talk as much as I can about it.
Well, I must admit that I definitely like it, your topic on the crazy ex-girlfriends. That shit was popping.
Baby.
I thought that shit was off the chain. you like that, huh? Because it says
yeah,
baby, and it's the Laura baby thingy. That's why you like it. But everybody out there listening, call up my girl Laura Baby. YouTube, Facebook, everything. It's all Laura Baby. Am I correct?
Yes, you are.
I'm all correct. Well, I'm gonna put you on hold.
When you search by YouTube, you just can type in Laura Baby with two Y's, and it'll come up. My channel will come up.
And then, they would get all the feedback about the Juggalos, your whole take on that, man. And Laura, stick around. I'm just gonna put you on hold. Stick around. Because I'm gonna bring you back in here in a second and see what your opinion is about. You know what I mean? About some of these things I'm gonna talk about. So
okay.
So to Laura, hit my girl Laura up, Laura Baby, everything, and that's how we do. It's a Grip City thing, and we're on that Band of Grip Sticks Together thing. Shout out to my NK people out there, but you know, we stick together out here in the Grip, and we support each other. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man, my man Dub B the Banger, aka Jetpack. We'll have a dope interview with my man Dub B the Banger, but let me get back into the motherfucking the shit. You know what I mean? And the thing is, let me go back into something that a homie of mine we was talking about. You know what I mean? The switchboard is popping right now, man. Shout out to everybody, man. 412-970-2374-37, 678-662-412-645. Shout out to y'all listening to me, and I can't even believe that so many people is listening to my shit right now with, like, little fucking promotion, man. But, I want to talk about Ferguson for a second, because if I can't get political for a second, I like to crack jokes, but I'm going to try to keep it as short as possible, not to be a buzzkill, because I like to do the fun. But one thing I got to say about Willie Ferguson is that at the end of the day, I said it before, like 381 days, you know what I'm saying? Martin Luther King and all of them had a boycott for the buses, you know what I mean? So, and then what happened was they just killed all the industry. Like, you know, so let's, in a nutshell, like, if you just want to protest, not protest but by breaking shit, you protest by hurting financially. I mean, in a nutshell, like, don't go down there. I mean, I know people is a little bit emotional right now and all that stuff, but you break people down by hurting them financially. Like, you know what I mean? And, I mean, I have this going down in Vandegrift, actually where I live, in Vandegrift, Pennsylvania. You know what I mean? To the other people that's not from out there, I see a lot of different area codes. But I live in Vandegrift, Pennsylvania, and like, there's a lot of things that were, our jukeboxes are faded out from hip-hop and R&B. And you know what I do? I don't protest. I don't go out there. I just don't go to them places no more. You know what I mean? And I know, you know what I mean? My little couple of dollars, y'all ain't getting that. Because y'all not catering to me. You know what I mean? Like, I always told people like this, the resolution, to everything, and I know it's hard. You know, it is the people that believe in the, I'm maybe smoking too many goddamn cigarettes. But the solution to people is, like, it's hard, but we got to do it collectively. Quit your job. Because the powers that be, you think the guy that owns Comcast knows how to get up on that fucking pole to turn your fucking gas off? Surely they don't, people. And that's what I say about Ferguson. Y'all down there, respectfully, man. Damn, excuse me. Y'all down there tearing up your own shit. Don't tear up your shit, man. Them financially. That's how you hurt a person. You hurt them in their pocket. Y'all down there, y'all going to have to rebuild your own shit. Have a protest, you know what I'm saying, and say, you know what? You know what? Forget tearing stuff up. Let's not go to work. You know, because they have some type of thing going on September 1st to educate y'all people. They have something going on September 1st where they're saying that everybody's not supposed to go to work for that day, for one day. No, I said we do this shit forever, my son. Hold on, where's my motherfucking, where's my sound effect? I said we do this motherfucking shit forever. What is that?
Yeah, baby.
We do this shit forever, my niggas. Like, this shit shut it down. If we're below the totem pole, y'all know how the totem pole works, right? Below the totem pole is where the strength is at. We have a house. The foundation is at the bottom, not at the top. Not at the top, people. Not at the top. The foundation is at the bottom. So if they call us bottom feeders, we can change this whole shit up. Yes, we can, people. And then what Brock said, yes, we can. We got to start hurting people financially. We got to get our own, as black people, through our own group economics and support each other. But I don't want to talk about that right now. People, like, I'm getting texts right now and people saying, yo, Smoke, get off that bullshit. Talk about the ratchet nigga shit.
Yeah, baby.
But I'm trying to educate, like, sometimes I have to educate my people. I can talk about that shit. Well, we have to be educated. We have to be smart. You dig what I'm saying? We have to be smart. We have to pick and choose what we're going to stand up for. We have to pick and choose our battles, people. People in and out, going in and out because they want to hear me talk about the motherfucking ratchet nigga shit. You know what I mean? But I'm gonna tell you what. I'm gonna go ahead and get my shit together. Hopefully, man. Everybody's in the building, man. Like, I don't know what's going on with this show that where everybody's in there. But I'm gonna take a music break real quick. Shout out to everybody, man. This shit is lit up, man. I wish I had some type of phone. My phone is picture of how many people is listening right now. That's crazy. But I'm going to go into a music break. Y'all go ahead and smoke a cigarette. Go ahead and smoke have a drink or something. And I'll be back with y'all in 4 minutes and 1 second.
Yeah. Don't worry about how I get my money, bitches know I get my money. Don't worry about how I spend my money, boy, I got a lot. Don't worry about that car I drive, don't worry about that bike I ride. Don't worry about them diamonds and that bezel on my watch. Don't worry about it, don't worry about it. Don't worry about a motherfucking thing. Don't worry about it, don't worry about it. We got a strap up in here, niggas playing. When time passing, I'm not around. Niggas saying I'm out of town. Probably moving them bricks around. They swear they know how I get down. Don't worry about what I'm doing. Don't worry about what I'm doing. My closet full of that fly shit. Black car when I buy shit. Sell the shit you get out with. These niggas on my dick. Don't worry about what I'm doing. Don't worry about what I'm doing. That's your bitch, I understand. I seen it all on Instagram. I'm just from the past. I done been all in that air. Don't worry about what I'm doing. Don't worry about what I'm doing. Don't worry about how I get my money. Bitches know I get my money. Don't worry about how I spend my money. Boy, I got a lot. Don't worry about that car I drive. Don't worry about that bike I ride. Don't worry about them diamonds and that bezel on my watch. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about a motherfucking thing. Nah. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it.
We got a strap up in here, nigga, playing.
Me worry about my record deal, cause I still got my plug. Don't be worried about my bitch crib, she get money out that club. Don't be worried about my partner, little we get money, we eat.
I am.
Talk shit about a real nigga, bitch, you must be tweet. Don't be worried about my whereabouts, money all I care about. Keep it real, my neighborhood, play with me and I'ma earn out.
Why you worry about my money, nigga, bitch, you think I'm broke.
Fair worry about what I'm doing, think I'm selling dope. I may be and I may not, go to jail, I may rot. I ain't never gon' snitch, nigga, never been no bitch, nigga. I got big guns, nigga, extra long. Y'all niggas got Christmas on. Talking down on a real nigga, that's how you get a hater charge.
Don't worry about how I get my money, bitches know I get my money. Don't worry about how I spend my money, boy, I got a lot. Don't worry about that car I drive, don't worry about that bike I ride. Don't worry about them diamonds and that bezel on my watch. Don't worry about it, don't worry about it. Don't worry about a motherfucking thing. Don't worry about it, don't worry about it. We got a strap up in here, niggas playing. Don't worry about what they talking about. Don't tell me what that bitch done said. I'm done with it, you can go with her. I'm leaving here with another bitch. Don't worry about how they look at me. My diamonds on them, look at me. These pussy niggas be shook at me. Wanna just throw the book at me. Don't worry about it, I ain't worried about it. Had time to talk to my legal team. Don't worry about it, I ain't worried about it. These shit they could do to me. Still rockin', still rollin'. We holdin', Bill Foley. You know it, when I start to fall out, when it starts to fall out, throw it up, it fall out the sky. Bad bitch go all out, whole bar get bought out, that's what I call my lifestyle. Don't worry about how I get my money, bitches know I get my money. Don't worry about how I spend my money, boy, I got a lot. Don't worry about that car I drive, don't worry about that bike I ride. Don't worry about them diamonds and that bezel on my watch. Don't worry about it, don't worry about it. Don't worry about a motherfucking thing. Don't worry about it, don't worry about it. We got a strap up in here, niggas playing.
Shit, and we're back. And we're back. I'm about to bring my girl Laura back in the line. Laura, you with me?
Of course.
You calling like a motherfucker. Hey, listen, the thing is, everybody listening right now, I might have an exclusive interview going on right now. I'm gonna put you on. This is what I'm gonna do for y'all people. Let me see. Let me just see if I can just get the guy on right now. Because, hey, Lord, we have this whole movement. You're from the soil. We have this whole Vandergrift Sticks Together movement, and we support each other. And you know what I mean? And whatever people in Vandergrift got going on, we support it. I know that we... Hello? Hello? Hold on, Laura. Let me pause real quick. At the end of the day, we live. We're gonna warm this up real quick. We got the homeboy, Griff City Rapper, my man Doug B the Banger, repping Griff City. Hold on, let me give him his flash real quick.
Yeah, baby.
Hey, Doug B, you with us?
What's the word,
Johannesburg? Hey, I'm just giving him a warm up for what we got going on next week. Official Jetpack, Doug B the Banger, Griff City Rapper. from the Soil Jetpack. At the end of the day, we got this whole movement that's going down now, Vandegrift Sticks Together. We got, we got that. Go ahead, my brother. Go ahead. Speak your piece, brother. I don't mean to cut you off. Go ahead and talk, man.
No, you good. You know, just put the word out there. We just try to bring everybody together. Everybody fly. Everybody do something positive. Everybody always pulling everybody down. You got to lift somebody up to get yourself somewhere above that. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't gonna get into the. I'm gonna save the good shit for next week.
You already know.
You know what I'm saying? But I hear you up there coaching now. You're a football coach now, my brother. What's going on with that? How's that working out, man?
Oh man, you know, just trying to do everything. Plus, you know, got my little youngin running around. So just trying to steer them in the right way. You know, following the paths.
Right. Hold on. Hold on. Okay. You're up there doing you're the coach up there?
No, I ain't the head coach. I'm the defensive back and all that.
Okay, let's clap it up for you then, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Let's give you some pop, my nigga. Out there working with the kids. Don't be the finger. Let's give you some pop. You know when you be on, when you come on, it's gonna be a movie, man. I'm gonna have everything right for you, man.
My man.
But hey, real quick, this is a warm up, people. Next week we gonna have a real intense interview with my man Doug B the Banger. You know what I'm saying? But right now, my brother, tell everybody how they can get in contact with you and how they can be involved with the Jetpack movement and how they can get some of that merchandise, some of the T-shirts and some of the things you got on deck, my brother.
Yeah. If you want to get in contact with any merchandise, you can contact the Jetpack Jetline at 412, that's 412-609-5176.
Say it one more time, so just in case they missed it, say it one more time, my brother.
Jetpack Jetline, numbers 412-609-5176, contact.
That's everything. Now, how can they get in contact with Dub B the Banger personally? Like, do you have some type of Instagram? Do you have some type of Facebook? Do you have some type of Twitter?
No, I got Twitter. I got a Twitter at Famous Wade. You already know that? At Famous Wade. FamousWade. That's me personally. If you want to, you know, chop it up, see if you can fly with the team, join with us.
Right. So the thing is, people, if you want to be a part of this movement, to the young ladies out there, are you still looking for model chicks?
Oh yeah, we doing all type of stuff. We got mad major stuff, movements coming. Like next week, things should be rolling smoother, man. So it's better day by day. Because people show the love, I show the love right back. We show the love, we fly together.
Right. So at the end of the day, what I want y'all people to do right now, we're gonna have a real intense interview next week, my brother. We're gonna let the people we're gonna try it into a little something, my nigga. So continue to do what you do, my brother. We're gonna holler and once again give out your. Well, before you leave, give out your Twitter handle and all your information on how we can get in contact with the Jetpack Movement and Dub B the Banger.
Yes, sir. One more time, if you don't got the Facebook, if you're not following, if you're not friends with the Jetpack Facebook, it's first name Jet, last name Pat. Instagram, jet_pack01. Actually, scratch the zero. It's just a one.
Right.
Jet_pack01. It's the Instagram right there. And then one more time, the Twitter, @FamousWade, FamousWade. That is my personal contact, Twitter.
@FamousWade. Hold on, my nigga, man.
Excuse my voice right now. You ready to go? Excuse my voice right now, my nigga.
Stop it up for my nigga, man. Y'all heard everything where y'all need to go in, man. Hey, wait, man, if you... I'm calling you personally right now, you know what I'm saying, but, if you want to stick around and listen to this show, call this number right here, 347-989-0202, man. We blacking out over here, man. So, once again...
Hold on.
347-989-0202.
Yes, sir.
Yep. And once again, we're going to shop for my man, Dougie
the Banger. Shout out to OG Smoke the Mayor, you already know.
My man. Respect, man, and keep on grinding it out. Hit that, man. You can stick around or hang up on me or call that number. But I thank you for the interview, my brother. And we'll talk next week. So we'll talk. We'll probably even end up talking later, my nigga. Thanks for the interview. And once again, man, look a shot for my man, Dub B the Banger, my nigga.
Yeah.
Look a shot for my bad.
Yeah, baby.
All right, Wade, just call in that number. I'll holler at you, my nigga.
Yep.
Laura, you with me?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think about that interview right there?
That was awesome. I didn't know that they had, like, big things going on. So.
Yeah, they've got the whole... They have the, it's a squad. They have the T-shirt thing going on and all that
oh,
stuff.
Yeah.
And, Laura, I thank you for riding shotgun with me. I mean, you wasn't in here earlier with me when I was talking about the whole, the Facebook thingy, you know, and I want you to chime in on this. Because you're a female and you got a lot on your mind, and I just want you to black out on this. What do you think about, like? See, I had some type of personal problem, but you know, people tell you know you see on Facebook, right, Laura, where people say you know mind your business, but it
yeah.
seems like. They tell you they want you to mind your business until it becomes about baby pictures and their birthday. And they'd be like, wait a minute. I didn't like your picture because you told me to mind my own business. So that's what I did. I minded my own business. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And and people get mad at you, like, you know what I mean? Like, hey, you know, like, well, you told me to, you posted and said, hey, mind my own business, so I minded my own business. You know what I mean? So they get
yep.
mad when you don't like their baby pictures, and they talk. Hey, hey, Laura, I like to say, like, I'm semi-gullible. I believe what people say. Okay? You told me.
Me too.
You laid a post out, and you said, watch people all up in my business. I said, okay, I'll be at your business. So when it comes to your birthday and baby pictures, I don't see them because you told me to mind your own business. So what should they say? Should I be? So I thought this would be a new status. Is this good, Lord? And say, hey, everybody stay out my business. ...... unless it comes to baby pictures, unless I'm doing something cool and awesome.
Because, hey, that sounds good.
Yeah, because people, they, like, they're confused. They don't know what they like, we're supposed to be all in your business when it's vanity-driven. Hold on. I'm just going to bring somebody online just because I feel like it. Hold on, Laura. I'm going to mute you
okay.
real quick. Join the night, you're on your line. Okay. I just playing with my homegirl real quick. You know what I'm saying? I see her out there. She ain't really, she just listening in, and that's my baby, you know what I'm saying? But I'll tell you the truth, Laura. You've been riding shotgun with me. Do you have anything to get off your chest? Because you're very opinionated. So let me hear what you got to say. What do you have to say? Let me get in your brain. You've been in my brain all day. Let me get in your brain.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Now,
let it go.
I did this one topic, though, on
mm-hmm.
a video, and it was called Haters. It was the first video that I ever did. And, you know, it comes to, like, kind of combines them with what you're talking about with, like, people saying mind your own business and stuff. I swear, people hate for no reason. They're bored. You know, they have nothing better to do but sit on Facebook and just, you know, gossip. And, you know, like you said earlier, guys are worse than girls nowadays, and that's a damn shame. Like,
I agree.
Yeah, and I have so many problems with, you know, all the hate nowadays. Maybe not personally with me, but just with, like, people around me. And I'm just like, grow up. And, like, it's okay to, like, be mad at somebody and speak your piece, but why is it always got to be saying the most ignorant, worst things that you could possibly say about somebody, and then hurting their feelings and stuff, and then I guess they start fighting, and it just gets crazy. Life's a hoot to me anymore. I just laugh it off.
Yeah, well, like, the thing is, everybody says that if you're doing something right, you're gonna get some type of hater. And I just don't, like, I heard that deep breath. You want to chime in? I just don't, like, the thing is, like, I see you, right? I looked at your stuff, right? And I said, listen, she's actually trying to do something. She's actually thinking outside the box and everything like that. And I'm like, well, like, and I looked at your topics, and I'm like, yo, you're outspoken, and you're going to get your haters. And once again, before we even go on, plug your sites again, Laura.
What'd you say?
Laura,
my site?
Yeah. I said, plug your sites again.
What, my pages and stuff?
Yeah, your pages and everything like that.
Oh, okay. Well, my Facebook is... Facebook.com, Laura F. and Baby, with two Y's.
Mm-hmm.
And then my YouTube is, you can just type in Laura Baby with two Y's, or you can type in YouTube.com/ Laura Nicole XX. So,
okay.
that's what I use the most. So.
And the thing is, straight up, you're talking to about 30 people right now. Like my thing is so blown up right now, and nobody's hitting the one button. It's like, I don't even, like, gassing up. Like, last week, if you heard me, I kept the numbers right. Like, yo,
mm-hmm.
only 3 people listening to me, like 8 people listening to me. Like, it's actually blown up right now. So hopefully the people that's listening, they'll holler at my girl, Laura Baby. But
yeah, hit me up with some topics, people.
Okay, my topic was, what do you say about this? When I said the new killer of older people and actually younger people, I feel as though the The newest killer is the old people riding with dogs in their laps and younger dudes trying to play their favorite song in the middle of the fucking highway, and they're going to kill us. So, dude, that was my thing. Like, I thought that I couldn't be the new killer of black men. You know, I was with my cousin. You know, I'll say his name because hopefully he's tuning in. Josh Taylor, this motherfucker, I was driving, like, he took me somewhere. He's in the middle of the road, all in the middle of the street, trying to get his favorite fucking hip-hop song played. He's looking down at the fucking phone, and he's like, I'm like, yo, I'm looking at like, listen, this is going to be the next killer of the new youth, is people trying to play their cool, awesome song while they're driving the subway to get a tuna sandwich. And I'm telling the truth. I don't want to die because of these killers.
Oh, shit.
But hey, you have a good radio voice. I think I'm going to maybe I'll, like, I don't want to, like, I want people to listen in, but, like, like, the lines are so jammed. Like, really, I don't even gas this shit. Like, I wish I could take a picture of this shit and just show people how the lines are so jam-packed. And, like, I can only get up to, like, 20 listeners at a time, I think something like that. But I would so love to, like, bring in calls, especially from the 724-351 number that have been listening for, like, an hour. I just want to get, please hit that one button. Because, like, the way the board set up, Lore is like, how will, like, call in, like, whoever's been the longest. And this person has been there the longest. And I would love for this person. Let me see if I can get him in.
Okay.
Hopefully this person didn't get mad. Let me mute you for a second, and hopefully this person doesn't get mad. 724 ended in 0843. I'm going to bring you on for 1 second because you've been waiting out there the longest. There's other people. Let me bring you in. Can I? I don't want to put you on the spot, but, like, let me see if you chime in. My brother.
Snow Dog and Chris Clay. I've been waiting for you to put me on, buddy. Get your sneakers on. Meet me outside. I'm going to burn you. I'm going to burn you, big dog.
Oh. Look at him.
Hey, I've been waiting on my chance, man. I was waiting behind a little baby and my man Dub B. I didn't want to interrupt their conversations, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, whenever you want to lace him up, just let me know. We'll go out in the street.
Hey, Chris Clay, hold on. Let me keep you there, my nigga. Stay there, right there, my nigga. Stay right there, my nigga.
I got you.
Real quick, because, like, at the end of the day, my brother, you're one of these, first of all, hold on, real quick. My name is Chris Clay on the check-in. Let's go ahead and clap it up for him. Real quick. But, like, my nigga, like, you're one of the pioneers of this local stuff, but, and you know what the new hashtag is around here is, like, at the end of the day, no shots to anybody else's neighborhood. You know, we're on that band of the stick together thing, man. What you feel about that, man? We have the jetpack situation going down. Just guys up in the coaching and all this other stuff, man. We're on that band of the stick together thing. And, you know what I mean? Are you feeling this new movement? Or, you know?
You know, I agree, bro. It's always better for me. I mean, buy your own, support your own. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm always glad to implement the up-and-coming hip-hop dudes around from Vandegrift and Ken. You know what I'm saying? I support all that.
Absolutely, man. And the thing is, and you, and I have to, like, damn, I have to give a shout-out to you, Twan Money, Jay Jackson, and Big Cow, and all your guys, and all the guys that work with the kids, man. You know what I mean? And actually, trying to be the things, the good values into these kids. And I respect your brothers for doing that. You, Greg, and, you know, I mean, I can't name all your brothers, man. You know what I'm saying? But the whole circle, man. I think that the parents appreciate those guys. I appreciate those guys, and I think everybody else appreciates guys. So we got to look at sharp for those guys, man.
Good look, man. Good look.
You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to put you on hold, man, and stick around if you want to, Kurt. But I'll see you on Monday. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. I'll see you on Monday. I had to do my stretch. I couldn't stretch. I'll see you on Monday. I'm on my knees. I got water on my knees right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'll see you on Monday. I'll mute you, man, if stick around if you can. But if not, man, I appreciate you for tuning in, my brother.
No doubt, no doubt.
Yep. The homie Chris Clay on the check-in, man.
Yeah, baby.
You know what I'm saying? But we got about 17 minutes left, man. And man, this been a hella good show, man. Had my homegirl Laura on the check-in, Chris Clay on the check-in, man. That's what's up, man. I mean, shout out to the KVL, the whole movement, man. They up there doing their goddamn thing, man. You know, if you're hands on with the children, man, you have to respect that, man. All them brothers up there, man, they're taking the time, doing their thing, man, and you have to respect that. Let me bring Laura back in. She's been in there all the whole time. Laura, you with me, baby?
Of course.
you liking this? You like the flow?
Yeah. Oh, of course. I love it.
You like the flow? I mean, this is like, I didn't really nail my topics today because I really wanted to go in. I wanted to really go in about the Floyd Mayweather 50 Cent thing, but what's going on? When's the next gathering of the Juggalos?
Well, they just had a gathering. I didn't go to it because, you know, I just had my baby and everything, and you know, the money just wasn't there this year, so probably next year. It's in Ohio now. I went to Illinois, but it's in Ohio, so kind of closer.
Okay. Oh. 347, hit your phone. Erica, 347, hit your phone number. You're here. I had to mute you real quick. Sorry, baby girl, because I did say I was going to address a hater. This hater, and the thing was, the topic was, a couple of shows ago, on why I don't like, why Tupac is not in my top five. And I gave him facts about, like, how Tupac knew that he didn't do it, and how Tupac said in the song on who he said he shot him. This guy texts me up saying, yo, Up in Smoke Radio, your shit, you don't know what you're talking about. And he's online, and I want him to hit his, like, hit your number. And I want to say your name, and I would say your name on Twitter, because I know you follow me. Your error code is 347. Error code 347. And my man Chris Clay's out there. He knows that's from the West Coast. He knows that's from the West Coast. And I had a show about how Tupac is not in my top 10 rapper. And it's just my opinion. But I said that I connected it how Tupac picked that Biggie beat because he knew that who actually shot him. You know what I mean? Because he says it in a song and said about who shot him. And then there's a guy named Jimmy Henchman that says he's the one that, like, he actually snitched on his own self. And then now you connect the song against our odds, against our odds, Tupac. You'll hear when he says it, and who shot him. So I said Tupac was full of shit for starting that beef with Big because he knew who shot him, and he knew that, and this guy said that I was a clown, and I didn't know nothing about world hip-hop, and Tupac is the greatest, and this and that and the other, and I see you. I see you right there. I see you in the corner, 347, hit that one button so I can give you the work in front of everybody on this fucking chat line, on this fucking phone. Call in. I will lyrically wedge you right now from the West Coast. And I know you on Twitter, Bobby Electric. For Bobby Electric, I'll do this to you, 347. I'll play this song for you, and you'll hear Tupac say, promise to pay back Jimmy Henchman. When he's talking about the guy, he says, set me up, wet me up. You know what I mean? He'll say it. This is for you, 347, West Coast, Bobby Electric. Here you go. Your guy, Tupac, admitting that who shot him. Hold on.
All the time I hope my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Up in the studio, getting blow to the truest shit I ever spoke. 21 gun salute, dressed in fatigues, black jeans and boots. I disappeared in the crowd, all you seen was shoot. That little nigga named 9-6, he live like me. Talk about he left the hospital, took fire like me. You live in fantasies, nigga, I reject your deposit. We should trade one dance, now we out of the closet. Mom deep, wonder why, nigga, blow them out. Next time grown folks talking, nigga, close your mouth. B-man, I take this war shit deeply. There seems too many real players fall to let these bitch niggas beat me. Fuck, let's be honest, you a punk or you would see me with gloves. Remember that shit you said to Bob about me being a thug? And you can tell the people you roll with whatever you want. But you and I know what's going on. Payback, I knew you bitch niggas from way back. Witness me strapped with Max, knew I wouldn't play that. All you old rappers trying to advance, it's all over now, take it like a man. Niggas looking like Larry Holmes, flabby and sick, trying to play a hate on my shit. You eat a fat dick, let it be known as how you made me. Loving how I got you niggas crazy. Against all odds, hoping my thug motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. Against all odds, up in the studio getting blown to the truest shit I ever spoke. Against all odds, hoping my true motherfuckers know this be the realest shit I ever wrote. I heard he was light-skinned, stocky, with a Haitian accent. Jewelry, fast cars, and he's known for flashing. Listen while I take you back and lay this rap. A real live tale about a snitch Haitian Jack.
Listen.
Knew he was working for the feds. Same crime, different trials. Nigga, picture what he said. And did I mention? Promise to pay back Jimmy Henchman. In due time, I need you bitch niggas is listening. The world's mine. Set me up, wet me up. Niggas suck me up. Heard your guns bust. But you tricks never shut me up. Touch one of mine. On everything I own, I will destroy everything you touch. Play the game, nigga. All out warfare. Eye for eye. Last words to a bitch nigga. Why you lie? Now you gotta watch your back now. Watch your front. Here we come. Gunshots to duck. Now you stuck. Fuck the rap game, nigga. This M.O.B. So believe me, we enemies. I go against.
You just heard him himself. He said, set me up, wet me up. Promise to pick. Biggie didn't have nothing to do with that. He's talking about that shit that happened in Quad Studios when he got set up. He did that shit. Shit that shit up for Biggie for publicity stunt. He just said it on that record. He knows he set it up. Jimmy Henchman, Google that guy, and Haitian Jack, they the ones that set him up. He knows who set him up. He was mad at Big or whatever, because he was growing up or whatever. He knows who said him, but he just said it in that song. So to you, 347, area code 347, you just heard it yourself. I said that Tupac did that shit for a publicity stunt because he knew he set him up. Why the fuck was he coming that big when he knew he set him up? He said it on a goddamn record. So once you hit the goddamn one button and debate me, because then just use the information from your man, he said it. Promised to pay back Jimmy Hinchman the water, and Jimmy Hinchman just went to jail, and he just admitted that, you know, he snitched on himself, and he's the one that set up the Tupac situation. And Tupac knew it himself. So you hit that one button after you heard that, and you won't, because you're wrong, and I'm right. God will not touch that one button, because you heard it from Tupac's mouth. I don't want to do this. I like to do social commentary and things of that nature. But at the end of the day, I'm going to roll out. You know, we got 4 minutes left. I'm going to roll out. Thanks for everybody for riding and bouncing with me. Hopefully you've been educated, semi-informed. And we'll holler at you next Wednesday, and hopefully we'll have a new change. Lord, Lord, I'm about to call you, baby girl. Holler at you.
Hey, girl. Hey, girl.
Thank
you,
my man.
Hey,
girl. Crazy, hey,
girl.
Man.
You know it's not true. Draker. Draker. It's 50. Somebody pull the fire alarm. Girl, where you from? Because you got this club on fire. And outside, I bet all this mother smoke. Smoke, the way your body roll, I'ma lose control, cause you got this club on fire, and outside of it, all this smell of smoke,
come on, pink diamonds, pink sand beaches, Aruba, blue sapphires on days when she feelin' Uber, she hood, and in the mood, when I'm in the mood, erotic, so exotic, I'm psychotic about it, I don't want forever, I just wanna taste her love, sample that product, I bet a nigga tongue go numb, she's a narcotic, that bomb shit burning, we smoking, my old flame, my Mary Jane, we got a love thing. She ain't jealous, I keep Nina around. And the small on my back taste some shit go down. Right under my Hermes, I'm hearing the word is me. I'm a P-I-M-P, I let Trey hit some, then Dre hit some. Then pass it to the homies till we all get done. Niggas can't comprehend what the shit about. Police coming,
you like
put
smoking,
shit out.
You got me high.
You know you make a nigga won't put it down.
High.
I feel like I'm up in the clouds.
Me. You got me feeling like you just rolled out for me. You like smoke.
You got me high.
Ooh,
I make your love come down.
High.
One time had it out.
Ooh, what the fuck you done to me? You got me feeling like you just rolled out for me. You like smoke.
Shorty hot, she full blown, she hot now. 100 degrees, that's with or without the top down. But once you get to work in her hips, you know the temperature rise, oh lord. Soon as she see the dick in her thighs, she like the stones in my cross, she flawless. I'm thinking, damn, why would God give one woman all this? You know I got the kind of conversation to make her feel like she need me. It's complicated, my occupation, pimpin' ain't easy. Back, I stack racks on racks and racks. Back when I was pumping crack, now my cars are black. Niggas get on my level, bump with the big dogs. If I want it, I buy it, I don't care what the stick costs. Who's to set it? A house is not a home without her. I had them panties on a Greyhound filled up with powder. But when she show me what she do for me, has no limits. Her wanting is temporary.
You
girl,
like
show
smoking,
she gon' get it.
You got
what's
me
up?
High.
You know you make a nigga won't put it down.
High.
I feel like
I'm
on
the got me feeling like it just rolled up for me, like smoke.
Everybody showing the love, she at the door. Turn this bitch down, that's fire in the hole.
don't want to pass that. Got me addicted, I'm tripping. Where the stash at? You got me high, so high. Girl, what the fuck you done to me? You got me feeling like you just rolled up for me. You're like smoking, you got me.